Hello, everybody. I have got a special word for you. We have stepped into a very, very special week. You've indeed been promoted. We've passed through the 1st, the 8th, the 13th, and on Sunday night, August 18th, and all the way into Monday was a very, very special day called To Be Av. So we know on August 13th, it was Tisha B'Av, which is the 9th of Av. We know and understand that that was a day of mourning, a very, very difficult day. Lots of tragedies, lots of difficulties in history that day. One of those being the fact that we understand that God spoke to the Israelites and told them to take the promised land. And they said, he said, go over, spy out the land, check out and see if this is a good land, right? And so Moses told the 12 spies to go over. They did. And 10 came back. Saying, oh yeah, it's a good land, but they spread a bad report about the fact that the sons of Anak were in the land and that they saw themselves as grasshoppers, therefore they couldn't take it. So it's a day of mourning because the Israelites mourned the loss of going into the promised land. God said, well, then you're not going to go. There's only two that are going to go in. All the rest of you is going to die in this land in the wilderness and is not going to make it to the promise. Now, To Be Av happens a short, 5 days after, okay? And that is the day where the Jewish people celebrate that they got entry into the promised land, okay? And how do we know that? Because there's a story that's told that year after year, they would go and lay on the graves of those that did not make it into the promised land. So for all those 40 years that they remained in the wilderness, they would lay on those graves and many of them would die on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so the elimination of the population of Jews that were in the wilderness during those 40 years would die on Tisha B'Av. But on this one day, okay, and they waited a week, they tried to do this. This was after the fact that legacy, there had been generations that were dying off and dying off and dying off, and they were getting close to the time that they were going to get a chance to cross over into the promised land. And they went to lay on the graves at Tisha B'Av, and they didn't die. And then they went and laid on it next day, and the next day, and the next day, till finally they realized that they were going to live and they could go into the promised land. They were the new legacy to take the promised land. So To Be Av is a special day. It's a day of celebration, but not just for that reason. It's also a day where the daughters of Zelophehad are remembered because they had been in the wilderness during that time. Their father, when he died, he did not have any sons. There were 5 daughters. And so the inheritance of Zelophehad could not be passed down according to Jewish law. It had to go to a son. So they petitioned the Lord that the daughters should be the one that could receive the inheritance. And this is in Numbers chapter 27. So they went before the Lord and they petitioned the Lord for the inheritance. And God said, yes, they could have it. And so I'm going to read the scriptures to you. But what's so special about that time is that the daughters, not just the daughters of Zelophehad, but all of the daughters that were in all of the tribes had to stay in their tribes and could not marry into other tribes, okay? So they had to marry within their tribe. But To Be Av is representative of the time that God said, now it's okay. You're getting ready to go into the promised land. You can now start to intermarry, okay? So it's a very, very special time of celebration. It meant that their mourning was now turned to dancing. So this is a celebratory time. It's a time where they're celebrating their promotion, and you're celebrating your promotion too, okay? It's a time where they recognized they were gonna go and possess the promised land, all right? They were the surviving legacy. They could now intermarry. And so it's actually a special day in Israel. It's one of the most joyous holidays that there are during the year. And it's always shortly after Tisha B'Av. And so here we got To Be Av on Sunday the 18th. So, well, what does this mean for you, okay? So we prophesy according to the Hebrew calendar, according, understand, God gives you a prophetic word, and then you're able to go to the Hebrew calendar to understand its validity, all right? So prophets all over are hearing the news. It's time to possess your promise. It's time to expand your territory. And although you've had great difficulty, the 3 weeks of mourning between the Straits, between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av, God has indeed said you're promoted. We know that, right? The 1st, the 8th, and the 13th, okay, on the Gregorian calendar. So, and it meshes all together on August 13th with the 9th of Av. I don't want to get too confusing here, okay, but the bottom line is you've been promoted, and you know this, and I've spoken in prior videos about this. So now what does this mean? This means that there is a time of testing that happens after we've been promoted. And so this is what I want to speak to you about tonight, is although we're in a celebratory time, a time of celebration, you've been promoted. To be Av is evidence of that, all right? Because they were promoted too. They were promoted into intermarriage. They were promoted into now going into the promised land. It's a joyous time. When you enter in to this new space of promotion, there's some challenges ahead. There's always a test to prove that you've been promoted, okay? Before promotion, there's always warfare that proves your promotion before it even happens, okay? But there's a testing time that comes after your promotion, all right? Testing, warfare, however you want to look at it. But one of the things that's happened in the spirit realms is God says you're promoted. But you're starting to walk right now and you're going, I'm looking at my circumstances and this does not look like a promotion at all. As a matter of fact, it might even look like things became less than and not more than, all right? You might have had about 24 hours of saying, hallelujah, I see the increase. But now it looks like there's less than, okay? This is where your faith capacity has got to go up, and you've got to trust God for what he's already done. 1st, 8th, and the 13th, and then here on August 18th to the 19th, to be off, celebration of promotion. But you're stepping into a weak time. You're stepping into a time where you might be looking around you and going, I don't see a promotion right now. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going backwards. That's evidence that you've been promoted. Because if by faith you take the promised land, then how do you stay in the promised land and continue to possess the territory that God has given you? Because the promised land is a land of fruit. It's a land of multiplication and increase. But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden your faith stops. It means you've got to continue to believe God while you're there. So this is your first test. You've crossed over, but you're actually possibly looking at less than. And you're like, I don't get it. Why? It's supposed to be more than. Okay, so is it more than? Yes, it's more than. How do we know? Because you've been promoted, and we know that according to the Hebrew calendar, August 13th and August 18th. Now, again, 1, 8, 13, and 18. All right? So this is a to be off time, and we have just finished that. And so it is a time of promotion. But if you're seeing less than, don't allow the enemy to confuse your eyes and cause you to question God at this time. Your faith got you here. Your faith has got to sustain you. So it's time to possess the promise. It's time to know that God has indeed enlarged your borders, even though you may not see it right now, okay? Greater revelation is going to come over the next couple of weeks. You're going to start, it's escalating. Escalating, accelerating, go, 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 all right? But it may look like in this realm that you're going backwards. Well, it's okay. Evidence you've been promoted, all right? So we are promoted, we stand in it by faith, but when things look backwards, it's a test of whether or not we've been promoted. Because then we start going, are we really promoted? Because I think I'm losing and not gaining, all right? But God says you're gaining and not losing, all right? So I'm here to tell you you're gaining and not losing, but you got to keep your faith levels up. You got to remain in the place where your promotion was spiritual. Now it's gonna manifest itself in the natural. Your promotion was eternal according to The Word of God, the Hebrew calendar, times and seasons, and the Gregorian calendar all prove your promotion. But the test now that's coming is determining whether or not you believe you've been promoted. Without the test, how will you know? God wants you to stand on the fact you've been promoted. And so I got to pray for you to have a faith increase. Not only did you need a faith increase to go in, to go into the promised land, okay? But now you need a faith increase to stay in the promised land. What we start in faith has to be maintained in faith. So where you needed an increase to get there, you needed to believe for it. You believed for it. Now you need an increase to stay there when things look like they're going backwards. Looks like we're losing money. We're losing numbers. We're losing things. No, the devil is a liar. You have gained in the spiritual realm. You're just accelerating in the earth realm to receive the revelation, the fullness, completeness, and wholeness of the realms of heaven or the promotion realms. Now, this story of the daughters of Zelophehad, which is from Numbers 27, I want to read it to you because these ladies thought at the death of their father that they were going to lose everything. But they went before the Lord, right? And they stood and they asked and God granted. So Numbers chapter 27, verse 4. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? The daughters asked. Just because he has no son. But give unto us therefore a possession amongst the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their course before the Lord, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man dies and have no son, then he shall cause the inheritance to pass to the daughter. So this is about legacy. This is about legacy of the inheritance, the promise. So the daughters were saying, listen, there's been a great loss and my father died, but I still want the inheritance. Now listen, when God has designated your inheritance or your promised promotion, you go before the king and you stand in faith. And just as he granted it to the daughters of Zelophehad, he shall grant it to you. Why? Because he just wants you to come to him knowing that he can grant you what he's already written in the scrolls of heaven that you should receive. Those daughters were the daughters of Zelophehad, and that inheritance was theirs. They were the blood, but just because they were females, all right, they were written out, right? And they came back and saying, no, I value my inheritance, and I want to stand for it, and I want to ask that it should come to me. Just because there's not a man around, I want it. So my question to you is, male or female, do you value your inheritance? Do you value the promise? Do you value the position that God has given you? Do you value the promotion that you've been handed? If you do, go before the king and stand. Go before the king and stand and say, God, give me the faith that I need, that you, as you granted the daughters of Zelophehad their inheritance, that you would give me mine, even in the midst of my loss. Remember, they lost their father, so they thought they were going to lose their inheritance. So in the midst of your loss right now, in the midst of your difficulties, in the midst of your warfare, in the midst of your test, what's happening? You're being purified as gold. Your faith is shining forward. And that's what makes God happy. And the daughters of Zelophehad had the faith to make the request. And listen, it went against Jewish law that there should be an inheritance that should go to the women. And so it's a special time of celebration. It's a time to stand up for what is yours. God wants you to fight for it. He wants you to fight for your inheritance, all right? Fight for it. And how do you fight for it? You fight for it in faith. You stand in faith. You say, but God, you said. And so God, since you said I'm promoted, since you said on the calendar 1st, 8th, 13th, and now 18th of August, now I passed through Tisha B'Av, I passed through the 9th of Av, I passed now through Tu B'Av, It's a time of celebration, and I'm ready to step into the promise that you've called me to. Come on, God wants to see somebody fight for it. Are you going to fight for it? I hold up my hand. Lord, I'm fighting for my inheritance. Regardless of the loss, regardless of the numbers. Listen, anytime you come across a threshold, there's always going to be an enemy that you have to fight, and there's always going to be what appears by the natural sight is less than. But really, what the less than is it's just sharpening your sword to fight with greater faith. You are at a next level. Why would God allow this? Why would he allow us just to cross into promotion and then decrease some things around us? Because for one, it humbles us, right? I mean, it's great. God loves it. We should celebrate we had a promotion. But there's way more on the inside of us that needs training to be able to handle, to have the capacity for the promotion that God has given us. And one of the key aspects is you can only handle what God has given you if your faith capacity is at the level that it needs to be to handle your promotion. How will you ever know you have that faith capacity unless there's a test? So God allows it. He allows a little bit of a loss. He allows these things. What does he want us to do? He wants us to stand before him and say, King, I know. Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I know that you've promoted me. And no matter what I see by the naked eye, no matter the loss that I see right now, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand for my inheritance, for my promise, for my expanded borders, for my enlargement. And I'm going to believe you. And listen, those words out of your mouth are the faith, the vocal faith that's necessary to chart your path of fire so you can get to the place that God is calling you. It's time for your promotion to be proved. Come on. This is how the cycle works. I didn't come up with this cycle. God came up with the cycle. It's the same cycle every time. All right. You got to be consecrated before you step in. Then you step in. There's always a challenge. It's always hard to get over. Then once you get over, rah, rah, rah. But then boom, you're faced with the loss. You're faced with something that shakes you to the core because it makes you question, did you really cross over? Yes, you crossed over. The daughters of Zelophehad crossed over. To be off, they were given the rights to carry their father's inheritance. It was a loss of the father and possibly a loss of their inheritance. But they stood, they came before the king, they stood in faith, and they were granted what they asked for. And then they were able to step in fully to the promise. And so I'm believing for you now, no matter what you see with your naked eye, there's way beyond that in the spirit realms for you. You just got to walk it out. You got to walk it out in faith. So I'm going to pray for you now. Father, I just pray tonight. I thank you for my friend who's watching. I thank you that they've crossed over. Now it's time to possess the promise. They've expanded their territory. Now it's time to possess the promise and their inheritance. Now it's time to be proved in the promotion. And so, Father, I just pray tonight. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this great challenge of faith before us. And Father, I ask, Lord, that you would give us a faith increase right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you. Let your angels go forth and ignite us in a new level of faith, that what we see with our eyes is not evidence of the truth, but the truth is greater. The truth expands. The truth is limitless and boundless. And so, Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua that you're going to define for each one of us individually what we need to believe for so that we can inherit the promise. Come on, it's time to inherit that promise, just as the daughters of Zelophehad did. They had to inherit the promise. And so, Father, I praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I just cry out, inherit the promise, inherit the promise, inherit the promise. Increase your faith in the mighty name of Yeshua. Give me a high five. And I say, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. If you want to learn more about this, you got to join me on Wednesday, September 18th for my Ascend 24 class. You want to learn how to live in the realms of the ascension. You want to learn how to prophesy according to the Hebrew calendar. You want to engage with other leaders all over the world. And you get a chance to talk. The groups are small enough that you can share in those groups and you can learn and grow. All you got to do is go to CandaceSmitherman.com and sign up for the Glory Road community. That course is my Glory Road community. It's the way that we partner together. I get to know you. You get to know me. It's only $30 a month. You can start and stop whenever you want. But I'll give you a chance to connect with me and I can help you grow in the inheritance, the promise, the promotion that God has given you. It's a special blessing for me to have the opportunity to meet you. So come and join me Wednesday, September 18th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. If you don't have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you got to get one, because then you'd know when Tu B'Av is. Then you'd know when Tisha B'Av is. Then you'd know what's coming after Tu B'Av. You got to have this. This will help you connect the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar and put it all together. Just go to any major bookseller and pick it up, or go to CandiceSmithman.com. Be a blessing to our ministry, help support our ministry, and grab a copy of the book from us. Woohoo! All right, I'm getting excited. Now, maybe with everything that I've been sharing, your spirit is being stirred about the promotion that God has given you, and He's spoken to you that you have gifts that He wants to use in the kingdom. He wants to expand those gifts. He wants to transform your soul, and He wants to help you reach the fullness of the giftings that God has given you. If that's you, then I want you to go to dreammentors.org, dreammentors.org. That's my Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching School. And sign up for either the Soul Transformation class, which is a 6-week class, or sign up that you want to be a biblical life coach or a transformational life coach and start Dream Mentors. There's 3 full classes that we have you take, and you receive a credential in each one, and then you become a ministry affiliate with us. That's going to help you step into the promise that God has for you, being a good people helper, a paraclete, someone that walks alongside others to help them learn and grow. Be transformed, be authentic, so that you can go and do the things that God has called you to do. So maybe you feel like, hey, I need a coach because I want to grow. We can supply those coaches too. So when you go to dreammentors.org, you can choose one or the other. You need a coach or you want to be a coach. All right. It's very easy options. So I'd love for you to join the school. Listen, this is your way to grow. We have amazing curriculum. People all over the world, they love and learn. We give you biblical life coaching strategies, transformational life coaching strategies. You're going to be changed yourself, and then you're going to be used as a change agent in someone else's life. All right, be blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You're anointed, called, appointed. You are set apart. You are a member of His royal priesthood and His holy nation. And you have an inheritance. It's time to possess that inheritance. Increase your faith. Go ahead and share this with a friend today. Also, like my YouTube channel, like Instagram, like Facebook. Become a part of the Glory Road community. I love you. God bless you. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.